The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody, on a Friday, January 21, 2021. No more alarm clocks for a couple of days. And once again, our traffic reports, I think we're going to start doing the best of.
Yeah, we used to call those when I was a rock and roll disc jockey, a molar moldy.
That's right.
A
here
blast
it is.
From the past.
That's right, a discovery. It was like, man, Billy's now racing to the computer.
Right.
But that was some traffic report from some other time.
Yes. Some other time.
Back to the future.
Some other place.
Yeah, we're going back, Marty.
Yes.
Back in the traffic reports. All right, 47 will be the high today. Cloudy tomorrow, maybe a little bit of snow. 45, 37 on Sunday, a little bit of snow. Back to work Monday, 42. Tom has the news.
Thank you very much, Peter. The FDA finds the oral swab COVID test from Curative may produce false negatives, causing Colorado health officials to back off from using the test at nursing homes and other settings. If you tested negative after using that test from Curative on or after last Wednesday, January 13th, you're urged to get retested. This news is sponsored by Merrill. Merrill Edge Self-Directed helps put investing within reach. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/withinreach. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated, registered broker-dealer. Member SIPC. President Biden plans an executive order today prohibiting most deportations for 100 days, beginning today, helping nullify the signature issue that got his predecessor elected. Other orders that are planned today include giving low-income families easier access to food assistance and requiring federal contractors to pay a $15 minimum wage. Yesterday, Biden signed an executive order requiring travelers to the U.S. to quarantine for 7 days after their arrival. It also includes requiring a negative COVID test at least 3 days before flying to America. The mandate goes into effect next Tuesday. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells White House reporters the coronavirus outbreak might be plateauing, and he said scientists are paying very close attention to virus mutations. He noted the vaccines are effective against mutations. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office is calling attention to gift card scams, where the scammer calls people pretending to be a government authority, demanding payment for a ticket or some other fee. The scanner then says a gift card can erase the debt. Safeway has put up signs within its stores in the county, advising customers of the scam. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still isn't saying when she will send the article of impeachment to the Senate. Mitch McConnell is urging the move be postponed to February. European stocks opened lower today, and Asian stocks slipped by the close after record highs. It looks like a rough day is developing today on Wall Street. S&P and NASDAQ futures are down 0.75%, and Dow futures are down 0.8% in advance of this morning's opening. And that, Pete, is real news.
Morning, everyone. Friday, 21 January. Nice day, 47 and cloudy, 45 tomorrow. It's a ski weekend. If you remember yesterday, we were talking about Woody Guthrie in this land, and we talked about the stanzas and what it was about. I didn't know this, and I read this last night, and I think it's pretty cool, and I'm going to read it to you this morning. One of former President Trump's last-minute executive actions, which we're going to talk about the media, this new poll that's out, but was an expansion of what he called the National Garden of American Heroes. Are you aware of this?
No.
See? Neither was I. And he has this proposal as an outdoor statue gallery featuring historically significant Americans, which because, you know, the idea now that the Antifa left and the progressives and the woke and, the, you know, you can give them all names, are tearing down statues across the country. The idea was first announced, and I didn't know, the summer of 2020, a 31-statue tribute to feature everyone. Now, listen to the list. Susan B. Anthony, John Adams, Davy Crockett, Frederick Douglass, Amelia Earhart, Billy Graham, Jackie Robinson, Booker T. Washington, Anton Scalia, and the Wright brothers. Now, on that list, interestingly enough, and Donald Trump's idea was the response to all that was taking place in this tearing down of statues and rewriting history. And so he comes up with this, and so now this is these are the additional names, 213 names. And as his final hours, he comes up with this, Dr. Seuss. How cool is that?
Uh-huh.
Muhammad Ali, Lauren Bacall, Irving Berlin, Kobe Bryant, Johnny Cash, Johnny Appleseed, Julia Child, Christopher Columbus, and Albert Einstein. A number of musicians, Ray Charles, Nat King Cole, Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Aretha Franklin, Billie Holiday, Whitney Houston, Frank Sinatra, Elvis, and Woody Guthrie.
Oh.
And Woody Guthrie, I didn't know that he still had a daughter alive. And she has come out, in which I said, you know, things, I'm this Joseph Campbell guy, things have meanings. But Woody Guthrie's daughter, who must be older than you and I, cites her father's scathing old man Trump, Fred Trump. And Woody had this dislike for Donald Trump's father. And so, I don't know, she's upset that Donald Trump would put Woody in the hero's garden.
That's a little strange.
No. But if you understand these guys,
well, yeah,
then you understand them
in terms of the dynamics.
Yeah, you're Woody Guthrie, who we've talked about a lot yesterday, and if you missed it in the Joe Biden inaugural, they segued into a medley, and they sang Woody Guthrie's "This Land Is Your Land," and because I'm a geek about this kind of stuff, and then you know there were these other stanzas we read them on the air, and you know Woody. I went back and reread some Woody last night because some guy triggered me about Irving Berlin, who Trump puts on this list. But Irving Berlin, you know, God Bless America, one of the great songs that Woody wrote, "This Land Is Your Land," in response to. And if you go back to the 1940 version, when Woody is—I don't know if Woody was ever a member of the CPUSA—but he was writing. There was two papers. One I read as a kid called the Daily Worker, and the other one was called the People's World, and they were, you know, the media outlets for the Communist Party USA, CP, back to Gus Hall and those guys. And anyhow, so Woody wrote for them. Woody wrote for the Communist paper.
Right.
He wrote for the People's World. And they all did these things until the invasion of the Soviet Union, and then everything goes out the window. But Woody Guthrie's daughter, angry about her, because she cites Woody's reaction to Donald Trump's father. And this is how they go backwards, seek people.
But it still is an honor, and my gosh.
Yeah, put in a garden of heroes.
Right.
I didn't even know about this stuff.
I didn't either.
Lots of stuff I don't know about.
But that is a great idea in response to all the tearing down of our history.
Christopher Columbus.
that would do it.
Good for you, President Trump. But Dr. Seuss, how cool is that? Mm-hmm. Muhammad Ali, Lauren Bacall. Irving Berlin, Kobe Bryant, Johnny Cash, Johnny Appleseed, who was really a real guy, Julia Child, Christopher Columbus, Albert Einstein, Brother Ray, Ray Charles, Nat King Cole, Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Aretha Franklin, Billie Holiday, Whitney Houston, Frank Sinatra, Elvis, and Woody Guthrie.
Mm.
And so, eek. And so Woody's daughter comes out and goes after Mr. Trump. These guys, I mean, it's like, you know, you read these things, and I'm reading Bible history, which shows you how, so I got to get away. But and people that would interpret the Bible, and they were dead, and they would be cast upon and their bodies would be dug up.
Yes.
Yeah, did you read this stuff? They put their bodies on trial.
I know.
Then they'd find their bodies guilty, and they'd burn their bodies.
I know.
The guy's dead, you know, like, that'd get even. So a new poll is out, and I thought maybe bring this to work. Media trust at an all-time low. Nearly 60% think the press is more concerned with supporting an ideology than informing the public.
Is that all?
That's my immediate reaction. Only 60%? So I read that last night, and I wrote on my little worksheet, the media trust, what do you got left? I mean, now Fox News, you know, all the internal struggles in Fox News. They got new lineups, and they got crushed, and the Newsmax guys are about to have a brand new day, and One News America, all these guys are here it comes. And 303-696-1971. We got a really good lineup this morning. Billy did a great job. John Caldera is on the show. And historian David Smith, we're going to talk about the final days of Nixon. And the return of the native, Casey Bloyer, comes back on the show this morning. Our old producer is going to be with us at 8 o'clock this morning. He and I, Billy. And
I'll give you a good show idea for the future.
I'm ready.
Casey Bloyer and
Rogan?
Bill Rogan.
That'd be two.
Together.
I thought, you know, I've been thinking about
on
that.
On your show.
I talked to the boss about it. And if you're a YouTube guy and you like pro wrestling, which kind of puts me and Billy in the hat, there are things called shoot interviews. Mm-hmm. And they're brilliant. I mean, guys that totally break kayfabe and they tell the truth. And they're called shoots. And because they're shoots and works. So I went to the boss the other day, and I said, hey, I can't do them here because we'd lose our jobs. I said, but could we, like, start doing some shoots? And he didn't know what a shoot was. And I said, hey, you know, like, get somebody in here. And it wouldn't matter call letters or anything. You know, like, I would love to do, like, and these are guys that I'm close with, you know. And Dave Logan's going to do the radio show because he's written a book. But, like, get Martino and put him in a studio, turn the cameras on. Say what you want to say. I know the right things to ask, I think. And then shoot. Here's the truth about what really happened. Or Tancredo. I'll talk about Tancredo. Because Tancredo got shot through the grease pretty hard. So who did it to you? And let's tell the truth. And so they like the idea. And I like the idea a lot. And we call them shoots. And so Billy and I are going to take some time off next week. Big deal, 4 days or something. But I get a little vacation time coming, and it's just right. I mean, we've been through quite a bit here, and so it's time to take a little time off. But like the tag team, Billy can't work the ring alone. He needs me there. I need him. So we're going to take some time. I come back, and I think, you know, I'm talking about it publicly for the first time, but I think, you know, it all depends on does the other guy want to do the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these guys, I think they will. Mm-hmm. You know, like, here, we're going to have a chance, and you know, and you put it on YouTube, and I'm sure all kinds of different language will be used. And but I want to get politicians, and I want to get media geeks, and I'm thinking getting Dean Singleton to do a shoot. You know, Hal Moore. I'd love to see Hal at a shoot with Hal, and just the old legends that are kicking around. Tommy. Uh-huh. I thought about, you know, Rosen. A shoot with Rosen would be fun.
Yeah, we got a studio free now.
Got the studio now. Yeah, it's empty, and it's got the cameras, and it's got the gear, and So they kind of, you know, I think they're going to run it up the flagpole and see who salutes it. But I think it'd be cool. I love, and many of you guys, I'm sure, already do it on YouTube. And they go to these. I was lucky enough to be like the ring guy and some stuff in pro wrestling. But all of these old wrestlers are now doing, and I don't know if they're doing it. And I love this this guy Rogan that does these great, you know, stream interviews. They're he's allowed, you know, and there's no parameters, you know, what do you want to talk about? We can talk about. And I'm just watching that guy, but I've been watching the shoots, and they'll go like, and they don't mean anything to anybody else, but there was a guy named Dave Schultz, Dr. D. Dave Schultz, who was a maniac, and you know, and all of the really, I mean, legitimately tough guys telling stories, bar stories, and you know, fight stories and stuff. And because I was lucky enough to be around them.
It's kind of the rest of the story kind of thing.
Well, kind of the truth. You know, there were shoots.
The background, right.
And I thought, well, we can maybe get some old ball players. I know a handful of them.
Yeah.
And come in and talk about Red Miller and talk about You know, we just lost Floyd Little, and I thought,
I know.
I wonder if anybody ever sat down and said,
yeah,
you know, hey man, what really did happen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can you imagine somebody telling the truth about what's going on with the Bolins?
Mm. Yeah.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
So, you know, so all those kind of things. So it's in a...
it's in the works.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it is in the works. And so mm-hmm. we'll see, but...
Good.
Billy and I, we've had enough. the big debate is who gets the show, you know, and it's, I don't care.
You're going to leave me high and dry.
I'm not going to be listening. Yeah, I'm going in the wind for 4 or 5 days, but...
Literally, on the high seas.
I'm out of here. That's right. Yeah. I got some friends, and they say, get on the boat, and I said, I'm going with you.
Mm.
So we'll see. And so, I don't know. So Caldera's on the show. Historian David Smith on the final days. Richard Nixon stuff. And Casey's here. Ski tomorrow. And then my grandson and I are planning on how we're going to watch the final games. And, you know, I said, he's like this kid that really gets it. And I talked to his dad yesterday. I said, what's he doing? He said, well, he watches ESPN all the time, and he really dopes it out. And I said, well, who's he got? And he said, well, he said, he thinks everybody likes Green Bay, but he likes Kansas City. It depends on if Mahomes going to play. And I'm going,
let's tell you,
and he can do math, and he loves sports. And somebody said, what's he going to do when he grows up? I said, given his grandfather's genetics, would be a bookie. He just, you know, loves sports, and he can do math, and I can't do either one, but... So it'd be a bookie. You know?
That's funny.
That's right. I mean, the new Lefty Rosenthal, you know, beyond Vegas, you know, like Miz, me and Nikki. And, you know, so he kind of rolls his eyes, but we're planning on, you know, what we're going to eat. And, but he said he likes Mahomes.
Yeah.
And he said, if Mahomes plays, and I went, okay.
Yeah, if he does, he was, we were watching him yesterday, my wife and I, and he's giving it a try. Yeah. Well, no. It's of yesterday. It still was iffy.
Is he going to play, Billy? Do you think he's going to play? Billy's son Max is a big football guy too. Is Mahomes going to play Sunday?
I think he's got to get through a concussion protocol. So it's not an idea of the issue is going to be, they're going to be doctors. They're going to have to clear him. It's not going to be one of those where, you know, traditionally, hey, you know, shoot me up with this many cortisone shots and I'm just not going to feel the pain for the next 8 hours.
Yeah.
That's not possible.
You can't do that anymore, right?
Yeah, because it's a head thing. Yeah,
can you
no
do it?
Way.
Can you? But could he do it with his toe?
Yeah, he could do it with his toe, sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's no way that he could do it with a head. They're taking that way too seriously.
Right, who's
now.
Max like in these games?
I've got to think. He likes Green Bay on the one side, and again, if Mahomes plays, then yeah, probably take Mahomes. But this is an interesting one. I mean, this based on this weekend, what my son is looking at is the two different dichotomies of the quarterback challenges. In the NFC, you've got the Buccaneers and the Packers. And so you've got Tom Brady with a new team and Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers is the perennial guy who is so good. He takes, you know, lesser talented people and drags them across the finish line. Now he's got a decent team around him, so he has some talent. And Tom Brady's skills are slipping. He can't throw the deep ball as accurately as he could.
Because I'm dragged into this stuff since that book. You see Belichick and Belichick's girlfriend, who's really beautiful, and she's come out. And they don't say stuff, but they say stuff. You know, they're clouded.
Mm-hmm.
And that Belichick ran Tom Brady out. Not
probably.
Rant. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well, because from what I see, you know, just the outside observer, Tom Brady understood the grind that the Patriots were doing and understood their plan and how they were spending money. And he knew standing there, they weren't going to go out and get an Antonio Brown like Tampa Bay did. You know, they tried, but the Raiders tried, but they've tried to bring these people in and assimilate them, and it hasn't worked real well, and they haven't gone and bought real blue chippers to surround Tom, and when he's older in years, he doesn't have the physical capability. So he knew that the Patriots weren't going to reinvest and all of a sudden bring in a great running back and wonderful lineman and a fantastic top-notch wide receiver. He could go and have that prepackaged in Tampa Bay. Plus, the weather is a hell of a lot better. So he went there, And what did they do? They went and they grabbed Gronk out of retirement. Now,
yeah,
again,
he came back.
A third of what he was when he was really good. Yeah. But even a third of Gronk is pretty damn good around the end zone. And then you've got, and then you bring Antonio Brown, who was out of nothing. And, you know, he was a head case. Yeah. And now he's clicking in Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that makes it scary. And then on the other side, on the AFC, that's the fun one because you've got Patrick Mahomes and you've got Josh Allen. And Josh Allen, of course, played college ball right above us in Colorado's Hat, Wyoming. He was up there at University of Wyoming playing there. And he is a really, really interesting person because the Broncos could have had him. He's one of those Hall of Fame five, as D-Mac on the Fan always calls them. They're those five quarterbacks that came out all in the same year. And the odd thing is, when you're looking at it, Mahomes, you know, he was a surprise, and he came a year earlier. But in that group, Josh Allen was considered to be a risk. He was considered to be the guy that was the most inaccurate, that he could have been outside of Lamar Jackson. He was the one that out of those top four, which were Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, and those were the guys, and it's Rosen. And he was supposed to be one of the hottest prospects and one of the can't-miss guys, and he's missing. So it's real interesting to see the guy that everyone was concerned about. That was a talk here in Colorado was, oh, my gosh, we couldn't possibly go with Josh Allen because he's just not accurate enough. Can he learn to be accurate? Now look at him now.
Well, that's a Hernandez.
Now he's a killer.
Yeah, that's a Hernandez thing in that book, Dynasty, is there's red flags. This kid he can play, but ...
Yeah.
And he turns out to be who he is. But and once again, I'm coming back to the book Hernandez, the book Dynasty that I'm just drawn to. And now I'm reading that guy's second book on Tiger Woods. But on the ends, he's got Hernandez on one end and Gronkowski on the other.
And that wasn't fair.
And he's got these two. And everybody's a team except Aaron Hernandez, who doesn't hang out with anybody. And it's a really powerful book. And I don't know anything about sports. Who knows how quickly I dropped out of that conversation. But that book, Dynasty, is, I mean, if you're a sport, even if you're not a sports fan, the guys that have read it have called the radio show and said, hey, man, that book is really good. And his second book, it's not a second book, he's written a bunch of books, but the second book I'm reading is this that became the HBO, and I haven't seen the HBO documentary on Tiger Woods because I want to finish the book first. But, man, how incredible Tiger Woods was, or is, I should say, is. And the book opens with him pilled up, smashing the Cadillac Escalade and what was going on in his life and how crazy it was. And, I mean, it goes back to everybody said, this guy's done, he's through. Mm-hmm. And then they start again with Earl and Earl meeting Tiger's mom in Thailand and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then how Tiger has a girlfriend in high school that he meets who is just, and this is the part that's almost, you know, it's bittersweet. Their family is loving and caring and everything, and there's only Tiger, his mom and dad. And he really, his whole life has become, and he loves it, to be a golfer. Mm-hmm. And the old man's making up clubs and all this kind of stuff, but he meets this other family. And they're open and they talk, and you can see where he's already, you know, at least the way this guy captures him. But he's got this, and Earl is like, the kid's like 12, and he's winning these golf tournaments where he's playing against 16, 17-year-old kids. Mm-hmm. And Earl's making business deals. I mean, it's brilliant. It's smart. Uh-huh. And club manufacturers are making, you know, little clubs for him, And Earl's smart, man. Earl's Earl, but and he's got problems. But wow, he's smart. And then he goes, I didn't realize he went to Stanford. He played golf at Stanford. Mm-hmm. Went off to Stanford.
Yeah.
And he's just, I mean, but the way they raised him.
Yeah.
Whew, you know, they use the thing about tiger moms. You know, the Asian women being tiger moms. Mm-hmm. His mother was a tiger mom.
Wasn't there a network TV show where he was just
a little kid? Mike Douglas.
Yeah, Douglas show.
He went on Mike Douglas.
What was he, four or something?
Four years old.
Wow.
And they go golf, and the old man's looking for swing coaches. And okay, sure. And they go looking at this kid crushing the ball. You know, and they're going, man. And like these guys who, they're not, plus, you know, he's African-American. And so, you know, golf was, I don't know, because I don't know anything about golf, this dominant white guy, wealthy white guys.
It's kind of like tennis until Arthur Ashe.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Yeah. And then they bring this kid, and he's in Southern Cal, you know, and so it's all, And they bring this kid, and everybody's kind of looking over their shoulder. And here's this kid, and the kid kills it. Whoa. So then guys want to coach him.
Uh-huh.
And the one guy, he costs $300 an hour to use him as a coach. And this is in the book. And he sees Tiger, and he says, "I'll do it for nothing." I mean, that was the everybody's looking at this kid like,
right?
What a out of this world. And so, but the guy was his swing coach, $300 an hour, and he watches him, and he goes, "No," and he tells Earl, "I'll do it for nothing because I want to be in on it." So.
Yeah.
Anyhow, 303-696-1971. What a week it has been! We're counting days, 51 days, not counting weekends. 4 hours a day. That's a lot of hours. But the new poll finds that the trust in the media has never been lower. You're shocked. I'm shocked.
Oh, man.
303-696-1971. Caldera's on the show. Historian David Smith on the end of Nixon. And then Casey returns, and it's going to be fun. The weekend is here. 47 and cloudy, and then it's going to be 45 tomorrow. 303-696-1971. Lines are wide open.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. We now return to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody. 5:33, 27 before the hour, 6 o'clock. It's been a long time since I said at 5:30 in the morning. Lines are open. 303-696-1971. Caldera coming up. 47 will be the high, 45 tomorrow, maybe some snow. Historian David Smith. And then former producer and longtime great friend Casey Bloyer is back on the show with Billy and I. 710 KNUS, thanks for being here. Things have meaning. We were talking yesterday about significance of events. And yesterday, President Biden started removing all the artwork that Donald Trump had in the Oval Office. And principally, and this guy's like a traveling man, Winston Churchill, as you know, Barack Obama sent it back. Donald Trump brought a bust of Winston Churchill in. Joe Biden chucked it. But he also chucked former, and you could know this one, I mean, Andrew Jackson, who is in total disgrace to the woke. And he was a Democrat, interestingly enough, but he's gone. Joe has added Cesar Chavez. Now, I'm kind of a geek on Cesar Chavez's life. Do you know that Cesar Chavez hated illegal immigrants? I mean, the history of the union, the farm workers union, and I talked to his brother once. There weren't any cell phones, but the Chavez's, in organizing the farm workers, used to carry a pocket full of dimes, and they would go to pay phones, and they would, because the big growers, Bud Antel, I think, Iceberg, a couple of them, I'm working from memory, but they were taking the illegals, and they were breaking the union. The illegals were scabs. They were scabbing the union, and Cesar Chavez is, of course, trying to farm workers. And remember, I don't know if you're old enough, but nobody ate table grapes and the lettuce boycotts. And that was because I supported, big deal, Cesar Chavez in creating the union. And Ronald Reagan broke the union. It's one of the few times, I had a problem with Ronald Reagan, because they were allowing these programs to exist. And I think they were called Beceros. Somebody that's smarter than me will tell me. And there were programs that people could come across, but they'd have to go back. Cesar Chavez was against it. In fact, I think his brother got into carried half a pool cue, and he got into a couple of really go-arounds. But the big growers, who were big Republicans, who were big contributors to Ronald Reagan, didn't want the union. They didn't want the farm workers. And so anyhow, so Chavez is there. Rosa Parks has now moved in. Eleanor Roosevelt and Bobby Kennedy. Now, Bobby Kennedy's a heel. I don't know what these people read. I don't know what, but I guess it's all imaging, which would be what Joseph Campbell would say. I mean, Bobby Kennedy, there's a word that describes Bobby Kennedy that begins with a P. That's who Bobby Kennedy was. He's a bad guy, worse than a bad guy. He's a heel, and he's worse than a heel. Chavez for the wrong reasons, because they'll put Cesar Chavez. It's like on several occasions I've seen illegals march carrying the that Black Eagle, Chavez's flag. Chavez would have taken the flag down and said, "Give me my flag back." And again, this is how it works. But Eleanor Roosevelt, I'm a fan. Chavez, I'm a fan. Rosa Parks, obviously. Bobby Kennedy, I don't know. No, that's for effect. If you read the life of Bobby Kennedy, nobody can walk away from Bobby Kennedy and say, oh, what a good guy. I was mentioning that life of Dean Martin. And when Sinatra and all those Rat Pack guys, and they fawned over the Kennedys. And then the Kennedys treated Sammy Davis like dirt. Of all those Rat Pack characters, the one guy said it had nothing to do with him. You ever watch those pictures? No, you never see Dean Martin. Dean thought him a power-hungry mix. So Donald Trump had brought the Winston Churchill statue back, and Obama removed it. Donald Trump apparently kept Martin Luther King's bust. Trump also apparently had this big portrait of Andrew Jackson. Well, Jackson's now in disgrace. And Biden removed the Jackson painting, replaced it with Benjamin Franklin. Interesting, wait for that. Biden also hung a portrait of FDR, who's my guy, an admitted fan of the Broadway musical Hamilton. Joe Biden included a portrait of Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson. That Jefferson thing can't last. Remember, TJ had no slaves, and the woke won't let that. Biden also removed flags of different branches of the military, including only to display an American flag and a flag with a presidential seal. What do you make of it? 303-696-1971. Winston Churchill's in and out, and I'm in the middle of the big Churchill book right now, and what do you do with that? Robert Kennedy, please. That's like, come on. And Cesar Chavez, Cesar Chavez was a symbol of, and Cesar Chavez was a good guy. I mean, he wasn't a bad guy. And he was a John L. Lewis. He was a union guy. He was a building the union. And he would carry a pocket full of dimes and drop dimes on people, as we said, when he saw illegals. American Financing, the lender you want on your side when it comes to buying a home. So whether you're looking for a forever home or investing in a vacation home, the man is there, American Financing. Men and women of the job, custom loans, historically low rates, everything in between. You can trust them to find you the best deals because they are helping people just like you for over 20 years. Local to Colorado, they partner with some of the best agents around, but it's the money they can save you. So what you do is you call 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, and get yourself locked in and begin. I mean, the numbers are so low right now. You tighten up the time, you drop the rate. I don't know why people aren't doing this. I say do it, 303-695-7000. You know, by the time you get into the first part of spring, man, you're saving bucks. It's great. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. It is absolutely crazy not to do this. 303-695-7000, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Your call's right after this.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Friday music, good morning. Friday, January 21, 2021, 710 KNUS. Friday morning, cloudy 47. Saturday, ski day 45 and some snow, and do it again, come back to the job on Monday. I said this yesterday, and I guess it's worth saying again. I'm over it. There'll be plenty of outlets that you can call and express your steel beliefs, and that's fine. It's not true. The evidence is overwhelming, and from inside the inner circle inside these last 50 days or so, but people are now beginning to speak about what was taking place in the Oval Office, and it's sad. You know, this one moment now has been talked about by, you know, some pretty straight-up guys that were in the middle of this in there, and I thought about it, and it's like the overweight girl in the gym dance when you're in middle school, and the boys are on the other side of the gym making jokes behind the big girl's back. These guys are talking about, with Sidney Powell calling and Donald Trump muting Sidney Powell and saying she's pretty crazy, and the guys are all, they're goofing on Sidney Powell. Then he put her, bring her back up, and then they talk to her and fire up, and they put her back. And this guy said they're talking about the Iranians stealing the election. Guys, I'm done. There will be people that you could talk to and you can have a field day with this. I'm not it. You know, the facts are overwhelming. It's sad but true. And you got had. We're talking about pro wrestling. You got marked. You know, they marked you. And it's sad because I know that beliefs are powerful and people die on their beliefs. But you got marked. There wasn't any steel. And we're going to talk about the end of Nixon. And as slowly but surely, like the war in the Gulf, the George W. Bush war in the Gulf, the evidence becomes clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. They lied. They lied. They lied. Nixon lied. Nixon lied about the war in Southeast Asia. Lyndon Johnson lied. Richard Nixon lied for a lot more than just the war. You know, I was talking, you know, when we got into this. Please don't send me these emails because I'm not going to read them on the air. You're wasting your time and I'm done. I mean, understand I'm done. I mean, with the Donald Trump is no longer president of the United States.
Yeah, the election fraud's a moot point.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. Yeah,
well, it matters because of beliefs, but it's...
Yeah, I mean, we just had a guy that called off the air that called me all sorts of real fun, interesting names. Okay. The problem was is that when you get to the point of, okay, you have to walk in court and give me your number one best proof, and nothing. That's the thing. We've done this enough. We've had the arguments. We've asked over and over again for people to provide their stuff, and there's nothing. It's been proven. So why have the same conversation over stuff that's not there? We're not going to sit here and argue about Bigfoot over and over again.
Yeah, here it is. It's a Trump ally. The media outlet OAN, they are deleting or have deleted all the articles they printed about Dominion. And why are they doing that? I want people to think One American News Network has what they called scrubbed, I think, has removed all their articles about Dominion without telling anybody. You know, so I'm just addressing people that want to have this discussion because I don't. Okay. We'll go to Brian. Brian, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Pete. I want to switch it up a little bit. Do you believe in the mask, that it protects you?
You know, I have friends that are physicians that just shake their heads when you say that, when somebody says a mask protects. I find myself, like so many people, I put it on in public places. I put it on in the gym. I do those kinds of things because I don't need the heat.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm thinking most people wear it because we're letting 10% of the people or small minority of the people basically control us because we're so scared of confronting them that we're going to wear a mask. And if you look, Fauci came out with a report in 2008. So he actually said the masks are harmful to you because what happens is they collect bacteria, and then where does bacteria breathe? It breathes in warm, moist conditions.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
People are getting bacterial infections in their lungs.
Yeah,
I've
read all that. I try and ski every weekend, I think I've missed. This will be my sixth ski day tomorrow, and you know we have to wear masks or. You know, and you're in a situation that's funny. I talk to physicians that they're way smarter than me. And I'm going to Florida next week for a couple of days with some friends. And I said, I've read all these books. It doesn't make me an expert on viruses. Do the viruses transfer easier in the cold or in the warm? You know what the answer is? We don't know. They don't know.
Yeah,
they're being legit. They don't know.
Can we all? I just can't believe how people can't see how we are being controlled. They go against our own, you know, like Fauci. Science doesn't change. He's going against his own word.
But he's back.
And then why would you take a vaccine, Peter? Let's say how many cases do we have of people getting infected in the United States right now?
I don't know.
It's in the millions. I'm guessing.
I'm sure.
So, If you already had the virus, then why the hell would you go put a vaccine in your arm that's 90% effective? It makes no sense.
Friends have talked about it. I've listened to it. I've read them. And then I read the scientists who say, go get the vaccine. I get a flu shot every year. You know, I got a shingles thing. You know, I get those pneumonia shots. I mean, I'm a big believer that these medical scientists are absolutely spot on. There are other people that say that there's a whole movement called anti-vaxxing, and we've had it out with these guys a couple times. and they don't vaccinate their kids. And I think some of that's just crazy. But again, you know,
Do you think they're going to mandate this? And if they do, if your kid has 100% chance of surviving this COVID, basically it's 100%. Would you shoot a vaccine in his arm that could have a side effect?
Brian,
absolutely no sense.
Hang on a second. Nobody's 100%. There's not 100% guarantee on anything.
Okay, but it's pretty much 100%. I mean, if the vaccine has a side effect, you have more of a chance when you get the vaccine of having something go wrong than you would if you just wouldn't have got the vaccine. And they're vaccine people that already got the virus.
This
makes no sense.
Well, it does.
It's like
but
we all forgot about common sense in this
but
country.
It makes sense. You know, if available, I haven't gotten it. If available, I'd get the shot. I really would. And I'd get the double shot. Because I'm a believer. And again,
belief, though. That goes back to your belief. I will not get the shot. I will not let my kids get
the shot.
We don't know the side effects.
Fine.
And you know what?
The answer is fine.
I'll tell you something else.
All right.
What people don't know about when they get a vaccine, there's no repercussions. If it does hurt you,
here's the beauty.
Right.
You're a grown man. You cannot do it if you want to. We're coming back. One and only John Caldera. Historian David Smith, and again, I'm over this stuff. It's tragically true. And it's done. Take it to another radio show. I'm sure they would love to listen to you and tell you that you're right. It's Friday, January 21, 2021. See you on the other side.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710 KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710KNUS.com and click on Email the Show.